Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Thank you for joining us today. Oh my gosh. This is not Michelle Stizzum, although I wish I were Michelle Stizzum sometimes. She seems to have lots of fun, and I just love being in her coattails and being the one that gets asked to fill in for her when she can't make it. So I'm a Michelle Stizzum wannabe. Anyway, I am so thrilled to be here with you today. My name is Sandy Lawrence. I am one of Michelle's clients, and she's one of my clients. So I am her publicist. My company is Perceptive PR. What we do is help you get known, help you break through all that noise, get noticed, and be known. I read a story about it just a little over a year ago that really made me see the importance of you being known, and it actually showed me the value of the role that I play for my clients because I help them get known. And in 2007, it was January, so picture a very cold, rainy day in January 2007. We're in Washington, D.C., and there's a metro station, L'Enfant Plaza, one of the busiest metro stations that they have, for their entire subway system, which is very, very expensive. So in this subway, a young man reached over and picked up a violin and started playing it, went over a little bit to one side, so if you can picture that, all these thousands of people going to work, and he's standing over here playing the violin. Nobody stopped. Nobody looked. Nobody listened. They just kept going to work. A few stragglers threw some coins in the little bucket he had in front of him. One person hesitated for a second and threw in a $20 bill and kept going. But nobody stopped. So this was done. You can see it online. It's on YouTube. It was done as a social experiment. If you look on YouTube under Violinist in Subway, you'll find the video. There were a lot of discoveries that they made, a lot of social discoveries that they concluded. What I got from this was I kept reading 2 days before Joshua Bell, renowned violinist, played in Washington, D.C. at a concert hall where it was packed, standing room only. The lowest price ticket was $200, and that was for the way-in-the-top nosebleed section. That same Joshua Bell is the one who was in L'Enfant Plaza. Same person, same violin, a Stradivarius worth millions of dollars. Same music written specifically for Joshua Bell for the Stradivarius violin. Everything was identical in this story between the one playing to a packed out house and to the one playing in a subway station with no one listening. There was only one difference. And as I read this, read all the things they discovered in this social experiment, one thing came through to me loud and clear. When people knew who Joshua Bell was, they paid his ticket price. When they had never heard of him, had no idea who this was, he's picking up a violin, he's playing it, they didn't even give him the time of day, threw some change in. And so I want you to think about what you do and who knows you. Who knows who you are? Who knows your credibility? Who knows your story? Who knows your ability, your value? When they don't know your value, when your potential clients have never heard of you and or have only remotely heard of you, When they don't get your value, when they don't know you, they don't pay. And that was what was an eye-opener for me, was that my job for my clients is to make sure they're known so they get paid their ticket price. Michelle Sism is one of those clients of mine that I have set my intentions on getting her in Success Magazine, getting her visibility through the roof, getting her into circles where she has not been before, and getting her known, because her value, those of us that know her value. And I want the world to know the value of Michelle Sism. That's my job as a publicist. Her job as my business coach is she helps me make money doing this. So we have determined through my working with her and outsourcing some of the pieces of my business, as she suggested, we have determined that my target market is business owners. Now, it used to be authors and publishers. Now it's business owners who want to write a book, who want to speak, who have their target market, and helping them break through, get visible, be known, so they can name their ticket price. It's just like the domino effect. You know, one person gets known, we help other people get known. So how well are you known today in your industry and in circles other than where you come from? For example, when you send out an email, who do you send it to? You send it out to people who have signed up and given you permission to send it out, so people who know you, right? I know I just visited the websites for our two guests for today, Michelle Bridger and Dina Eisenberg, and both of them had an opt-in. We'll talk about that in a minute. And I downloaded both of them because I saw value in what they offered. But that was their free offering. Whether we do business together remains to be seen. It's whether we know each other, and then there enters that know, like, and trust. My job is to help you get known. Your job is to help you build a trust. So I help people get outside their email list. On Facebook, when you post, when you unless you do advertising, which is what we're going to talk about with the first guest, when you post something on Facebook, your friends see it. When you tweet, your followers see it. When you share something on LinkedIn, your connections see it. My job in PR is to help you get past those circles, past those people that already know you, and get to new circles. New people, new opportunities. That's my job, Sandy Lawrence, Perceptive PR, and I help you in a lot of ways, and one of them is through my do-it-yourself program, which I have a new one starting up soon. So if you're interested in being known, my email address is sandy@perceptivepublicrelations.com. And I'll tell you again at the end of the show. Right now, I want you to enjoy our two guests. So I'm going to turn it over to our producer, Tony Gambone. Let him give you a few things to listen to, and I'll be right back with Michelle Bridger.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism. This is Sandy Lawrence filling in for Michelle today, who's off on her Living Her Legacy. So I'm going to be talking to our two guests today, and when I heard who the two guests were, I'm like, yay, this is great. So Michelle Bridger, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Sandy. So glad to be here.
I'm so glad to see you, and I am seeing you because I'm looking at your Facebook page and your website and looking at all those pretty pictures and logos and all that good stuff. So how have you been for the last couple of weeks? I just saw you at the Legacy Live 2015 conference. How are you?
I'm great. Yes, that was a wonderful conference. Loved it. Michelle had great wisdom.
And you were blessed. You do the one-on-one in front of the room, right?
Yes, that was a lot of fun to be able to be coached one-on-one with Michelle. So, yes, absolutely, that was a joy.
And you did awesome. And so some of the things I know about you I learned from that interview when she was actually interviewing you on stage and then giving you some suggestions for your business. So I love how you have a business that really is, like, not all things for all people, but very niche oriented, and you do one thing and you do it well. And so I'm so excited. I love that because it took me a long time to get to that place. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, being very targeted and very focused has served me well because Facebook changes so often, and being just very niche specific about Facebook advertising really benefits my clients.
It does. And I've just been reading through all the testimonials and all those good, wonderful things people are saying about you. And then I also heard you, you know, again, when you were at Michelle's, the thing I love most about anybody I talk to is their story. That's what makes us all unique, is those stories that have made us the people that we are. I loved your story, and I would love for you to take a couple minutes just to share your story with the listeners today and just tell us how you happened to get from being a stay-at-home mom with homeschooling and everything with four children to being the expert in Facebook advertising.
Yes. So let's see. After 24 years of marriage, unfortunately, I found myself to be a single mom. And I still needed to be at home with my kiddos. And so I was really desperately looking for something I could do from home and online. And I actually had a business that was a local business, and it was thriving, but it didn't take long for it to stagnate. And I knew if I could get it out there online that I could create more business for it. And I was looking and hunting. And honestly, the last place I would have gone was Facebook. But I ended up in a very in-depth Facebook advertising course and just really fell in love with it. I just felt like everybody has to know about how wonderful this is. This is amazing what you can do with advertising, Facebook advertising. And so I started to tell my colleagues who had their own businesses, and they're like, yes, do that for us. And they were doing webinars, or they wanted to do a webinar, their first webinars. And I said, okay, let's run with this. And I just started to take on people who wanted to do webinars after webinars and do their Facebook advertising for them. And it worked just amazingly well. And I was hooked, and I quickly dropped my old business and just really honed in on helping people to launch webinars. Then as that grew, I took on bigger and bigger projects. So now I specialize in people not only who are doing webinars, but also who are launching their books or doing a launch in general, either with a series of webinars or like a video style launch. And just love it. Love the energy of getting a big project out there and just seeing what can happen, how your email list will explode with targeted names, how your income potential is just go like, wow, just really can explode it. And it's just been really, really fun to help my clients really be successful. It's been a joy.
That's exciting, and I know I heard some of the results when you were interviewed by Michelle and looking at the testimonials can see where you definitely have had some successes with your clients. That's incredible. That's amazing. I wanted to ask, because I know just from me doing a webinar, and I've only done two, and I look at all these people doing lots of webinars, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because there's a lot of, then there's a lot that I don't know how to do. So Wendy Gambone, Tony's wife, helps me. She's the one that does my sales pages and opt-ins and thank yous and all the technical kind of stuff. Do you do all that yourself? So let's say for the Facebook advertising for one of your clients, when you have to not only set up the ad, but like you said, the email list and having a connection to that, if they're paying for something, you have to set that up. Do you do all of that for a client, or how does that part of it work?
You know, every client comes to me with different needs. But when clients come to me, we do four things for them. And one is that we create a strategy from start to finish of what's going to work best for them and bring them in the best ROI. And then we create, we make sure that all the technical pieces are in place. So sometimes that means that my team is doing that, but often it's my clients' VAs or they come with their own team, but not always. So we're available for that. So everybody has a little bit different needs. And the third thing we do is we create the ads so that the images and the copy and everything is split tested for best results. And I'm going to laugh at myself because I'm like drawing a blank, like, okay, there's four.
I know. And
just as soon as we're off this question, I'm going to stop blushing and go, yeah, there really is four things, and I'm going to tell you what the fourth is. But we make sure that from start to finish that they're well cared for. So sometimes we do it, and sometimes it's outsourced.
Very good. And so I think what you described is kind of how I do things as well, because if someone comes to me for help with their PR, then a lot of times I do everything for them. But sometimes they have a VA or they have an assistant full time. And I always tell them, well, you don't need to pay me to do that when you have someone right there that can do that. I can coach them and guide them and train them. You can do the work, which saves them money and saves me time. So it sounds kind of like we have similar ways of delivery in our businesses, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were talking, so let's we heard your story. Now so let's stop right now and tell people how they can get in touch with you. And when would a person? So if I'm listening to this interview today, and I've heard you say, you know, your story and how you settled, you know, you chose this, not settled, you chose to do this and gave up a business that was already in place and already running to do Facebook ads. How do I know if I'm a good client for you?
That's a great question. So I think the biggest piece of being successful with Facebook advertising is you need to have a really specific offer. And so the hardest thing that a client can give me to do is something that's very vague, very non-specific, and doesn't have a real hook to it. But when something is specific for a very targeted audience, that's when you have that real goal because in Facebook advertising, why it works so well is because Facebook has really honed the system where you can go after your ideal target audience. Who would you most like to work with? Their targeting is so clear and so specific that I can go in and reach, just really niche down and reach deep for those people and put ads just in front of them. It's not like an ad on the highway where, you know, a million people a month see it. I can just very targeted send that ad to very specific people, and so it makes it cost effective and it makes it work. I'll give you an example of that. Just in the last 10 days, I ran ads for a veterinarian who's a client of mine, and he was doing a webinar very specifically for veterinary technicians. And at the end of the course offering, at the end of that was product for $245. We ran ads for that, and oh my gosh, talk about going off the shelf like hotcakes. I mean, they just could not sign up fast enough. They were telling all their friends. We had hundreds and hundreds of shares, hundreds of likes, and incredibly low-cost leads because of all of this flurry of activity. But it was because we had a very specific offer to a very specific people. We didn't send that ad to, I didn't send that ad to everyone. I sent it only to veterinary technician, to pages veterinary technicians would like. And that's what made it so effective. He had a huge ROI on this return on investment, and it served them well. So that's an example of what I mean by a very specific offer. So I need. Okay. So what would work best for my clients is if they come to me with a very specific offer. Yes, if they have a website, that's great, but we're not looking for perfection here, but it's the offer that's the most important piece.
And that's great for anybody to know, really, whether they hire you or whether they do, you know, their own marketing, even their own publicity. If you really need to be clear, and I love how you said the first thing you do, of those four things that you do, the first thing is create a strategy. Because, so do you get people that kind of resist that, or how do people... usually we have when you say the first thing we're going to do is get this strategy in place.
Oh, they're so grateful. They're like, okay. I am all over. I don't really know what to do. I just know that I serve my clients well, and I'm brilliant at what I do, and I really don't know how to reach my people, but I'm desperate to expand my business. And they're like, yes, let's create a strategy. And they're so excited about that. And I thought of my third piece, it's research. We do a lot of research to really help connect those people. Yeah, there we go. I knew you'd come up with it.
You knew it'd come to you just the minute you weren't talking about it or thinking, trying to remember what it was. So that's great. So,
exactly.
So great. Great. Awesome. I am just so impressed with your business, honestly. You know, I love new things, ADD or something. I don't know. When I heard your business, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, no, that's state of PR. You know, stay with what you know and do that, because I do love opportunities that we have, that you have for your clients with Facebook advertising. And I do it just a little teeny, teeny, tiny bit of it occasionally, boosting posts, normally just boosting posts. So I'm just so excited about what you do. So how do your clients find you?
Almost all of my clients now are coming either from referrals or I've advertised for them before and they're like, that was great. I'm going to take a little break. You know, we've worked together for 6 months, but I'm going to do a webinar in a couple months. I'll jump back on board with you. So nearly referrals, and I need to do my own Facebook advertising, so I have a commitment to do that by the end of this week and jump back on board. But I haven't even been doing my own lead generation like I need to be, but it's just been brilliant. In the marketplace, it is difficult to find people who do a really great job and are specific with Facebook advertising, and so my clients are so happy to land with me. But there's a lot of tenacity to do that has to do with Facebook, and I think that's where I win the game, is I'm just a bulldog and tenacity. Like, I'm just not going to give up. You know, if something's tough, I'm just going to dig deeper. And I think that's the key to Facebook advertising. And so many people will say, well, it just didn't work for me. I threw something up. I boosted a post. I did this. But in Facebook advertising, what we do is we will do split testing of different images. So we'll try 2, 3, 4, 5 different images, and people will respond differently. If you just tried one image, you might be like, well, it didn't work for me. Well, did it not work because maybe they just didn't like that image and it didn't grab their attention? But if you had tried 2 or 3 images, you might have had a whole different story. And so we really dig in deep to find out what image, what copy, what targeting is going to work the best. And so it's a whole series of things that we keep trying, always looking for the lowest cost leads that are the most targeted.
That is great. So when you talk about digging deeper and doing the split testing, does the time of day have any bearing on the results?
No, it really doesn't. We run ads 24/7, and I haven't noticed a difference except that in webinars, it's not uncommon for people to watch a webinar or sign up for a webinar in the late evening as they're sitting in bed. Before they go to bed, they opt in for things, or they might watch a late night webinar. And so you would always want your ads to go 24/7.
Oh, got it. Well, that is good to know, because I know, you know, you always see, like, this is the best time for you, this group, this is the best time for this group. So that's great to know that. But that's the advertising, that's not posting. So the advertising could be going 24/7, and then you post maybe. But that's a good idea that people sign up for webinars. I'm getting ready to have another webinar. So the fact that people sign up in the evening, I had not thought about that, but that's great information. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. So go ahead.
I'm sorry, Sandy. I was just going to say, and one of the key things, since you're just about to do a webinar, is to always have a clear call to action. So in the ad copy, you want to tell them exactly what you want them to do. Click here now, or limited time offer, or so you're always being really specific with a clear call to action.
That's great, great information. Thank you. So let me tell people again how they can reach you. Your website is michellebridger.com. And I have to say, I'm going to say this, make sure when you, because Google wanted to send me to michellebridges.com. So make sure when you put in Michelle Bridger, do not let Google pick it for you. So, because it said, did you mean Michelle Bridges? I'm like, no, I didn't. And Michelle Bridger. So it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, 2 L's, Bridger, B-R-I-D-G-E-R.com. And from there you can find out, she does have some of the information that we've talked about. So are any of these true for you? Those are great tips on, you know, whether you need to be doing Facebook advertising or not. And then I saw you had a place. Did you have a place where people could sign up for a strategy session with you? Yes. So if you go to the About page and scroll down, there's a schedule a 30-minute strategy session with Michelle. And I recommend that everybody do this. I mean, have that strategy session with Michelle and determine, is it time? Are you ready to do Facebook advertising? Is this a good time for you? And I know when I do a PR assessment with people, there are times when you're just not really ready for PR. You don't really know what your goals are. So it's really a lot similar, Michelle, to, you know, making sure you know where you're going, working on that strategy. One thing for me, too, that I really have to help people with is their message. Do you spend a lot of time helping them with a message, or how does that work?
We do. Again, people come with different needs. Some people are like, yep, I got this copy nailed. But a lot of times they don't, or no, honestly, they think that they do, but we always need that outside set of eyes. So we always review the copy with them. We make sure that it's as compelling as it possibly can, compelling and specific, so that it has that clear call to action. So it grabs attention. So it's not vague, but it's very targeted. And so we absolutely do help with the copy on that.
Very good, very good. Well, Michelle, it has been so great to talk to you. We're just about the end of the first half hour. I do want to So I kind of have equal time with you and Miss Dina, who's coming up next. So is there any suggestions or any ideas or any tips you want to give to people listening today? This is Michelle's audience. So what tips would you give to Michelle's clients?
You know, to give Facebook advertising a try, it is just so good. So to come up with a specific offer that your audience would be hungry for and really appreciate, and then give Facebook advertising a try. And feel free to reach out to me if you have specific questions about that. The hottest thing on Facebook advertising, the thing that you can get the least cost leads for, is an assessment. So could your audience, with an assessment, we all love to assess ourselves, you know, like personality tests or the DISC survey, or we love that. Well, that's one of the really, one of the hottest things you can do with Facebook ads and get for the least amount of money in ads. So that might be something to give a try to. But it's just a brilliant way to grow your email list, and I just really encourage you to give it a try.
That's great. And I want to ask you one last question, too, about this, the 20% tax rule.
Mm-hmm.
That Facebook has, because I know every now and then I submit something for an ad and it gets, you know, rejected because it says I didn't keep my text to 20%. So what thoughts do you have? What suggestions do you have around that?
Oh, actually, it's easy. What I do is I outsource all my images. And so just send your images to Fiverr or something like that. And then, too, Facebook has a website that you can go to, and you can put your image in there, and it'll tell you whether it fits that rule and how much you're over that rule. And so when I work with a graphic designer, they know that they have to put all the images they create for me through this grid to make sure it's meeting the rule. And you do need to make sure that you're following that rule. You don't want to get a bunch of ads denied in that way that's so simple to meet it. But I really encourage you to have your images just done for $5 through Fiverr or some other place. And if you just Google, and I don't have the website memorized, but if you just Googled grid overlay 20% Facebook, it's going to bring you right to that site. So just Google some of these words like grid overlay 20% Facebook, and you'll be right there. You'll just see that you upload your photo, and it'll tell you whether you meet the rule or not.
And that's great information. I love that about don't get too many rejections, because I had not heard that before. So does Facebook penalize you if you get too many?
If you had a bunch, you know, if you were just a repeat offender, you know, one or two, no worries. You know, everybody makes mistakes, but if you were to start to really rack up those disapprovals and think that you can stick it under the radar and Facebook won't notice, it's not true. And so you play by Facebook's rules and, you know, you'll be happier for it, and you'll just keep your account in good standing.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Well, Michelle Bridger, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm still going to get in touch with you to have a one-on-one conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's Michelle with two L's, Bridger.com. And you can get your free report, which was 5 secrets to a successful Facebook ad. And I've already downloaded that, Michelle, and I plan to read it as soon as I talk to Dina for 30 minutes. So thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you again real soon, one-on-one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Sandy. Sure appreciate it.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Cash in on your expertise. Wow. Every time I hear these commercials and these announcements for Michelle Sism, I'm like, ah, one day. So I am so glad, though, to be working with Michelle and following in her footsteps. And I have to say that the last 3 years have just been blessed. And at her recent three-day event, which she holds annually, this year was Legacy Live. I got to meet some other incredible people like Michelle Bridger that we just talked to and the lady that I'm getting ready to talk to now, who I have to say, I always thought I was full of energy, but I swear I do not even come close to keeping up with Dina Eisenberg. So, Miss Dina, welcome to the show.
Oh, Miss Sandy, I am so delighted to be here with you. Can I just say that for as bright an event as the Legacy Live was, that you were really a shining star for me there. I just saw my future and my possibilities open up for me after meeting you.
Well, thank you. I saw you posted that in the Millionaire Minds, and I'm like, oh, my God, what an honor for you to say that to me. Because I know that I knew who you were before that event, because when I saw your picture, I'm like, I know her. But I don't remember where we first met. Do you know where we first met?
You know, I don't remember, but I always consider that a good thing. When I don't remember how I met somebody, that means that person's supposed to be in my life. That there's no separation.
Yes.
They're always there. I just happen to meet them now. We feel the same.
I feel the same, and I love that. Love that. I'm not going to ever try to figure it out again. I'm going to say, okay, that person's in my life, has been in and out of my life, so obviously they're here to stay.
For
so
a reason.
Thank you
right.
for that. For a reason.
You're here to be my light, so thank you.
And I appreciate it, and I feel honored and blessed, so thank you. Now I want everybody to know who you are. And so I read over your website. In addition to what I knew before, I read over your website. I looked at Dina's Rolodex. That was too cool. I love that. I downloaded your three easy projects for Fiverr first timers. I got that.
Good.
I used Fiverr a long time ago. I haven't used them recently. So between you and Michelle, I guess I'm back to it. Yes.
I have to tell you,
I am just so thrilled with the name of your company and everything about you, and I want people to know your story. That's what people will identify with, I believe, and you
mm-hmm.
have a great story. So just take a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, to tell Michelle's audience, because you're going to get to know some of us like really well over the next year.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Tell us about who is Dina Eisenberg.
Dina Eisenberg, that great gal. You know, my career has been kind of a patchwork quilt. And, you know, people wonder, how did you go from being a practicing attorney and an author to being an outsourcing strategist? And, you know, it was a circuitous route. It was a little here, a little there. So I love to talk about it because it gives me an opportunity to help people avoid the situation that I fell into. So my husband and I were buying our first house, and about a week before we bought the house, he lost his job. Now, I personally have had my own career, my own business, for about 20 years. I practiced law for about 5 years, and I realized there's no amount of practice that was going to make me happier being a lawyer, that my talents were really about bringing people together and solving problems and being collaborative. So, my expertise is in conflict management when I was doing my consulting days, and so that's really what I was about. I was used to having my own business, but he was just used to working for somebody else. So when he lost his job, he was terrified, but Sandy, I was secretly excited. Because I thought, well, he is fabulous at what he does as a market research guy, and he made his boss a ton of money, and I knew that he could do that for himself. So I convinced him to start his own business, and very quickly, inside of 3 years, he had $1 million business. Very quickly, because when you're an expert, people recognize that, and he just didn't see himself as an expert. So I helped him see that. So very quickly, $1 million business. We are living the entrepreneurial dream, girl. I'm like, this is what happens. You're a portable business. You can be flexible on time. We're loving it. Then one night, everything changed. He sneezed. And he ruptured 2 discs in his back. And at the bottom of your back, there's a little, your spine, there's a little sack of nerves that controls all your functioning from the waist down. And the sneeze had actually crushed that. And you know how sometimes when you're watching TV and the doctor comes on and says, you have to be in surgery in 90 minutes or else you'll be paralyzed? Well, I actually got to hear that in real life. In the middle of the night, I had to make that decision about, letting my husband be operated on and figuring out what's going to happen the next day. Now, thankfully, he came through the surgery fine. He went through a 2-year recovery period. But I have to say, his business was dead in a week. Why? He did not have any backup systems. He had some major clients, which is how he grew so quickly. There were major corporate clients. But when he didn't have anybody else who knew what he knew, was able to run the business, who knew the passwords, who knew the process for getting the different vendors in line, they said, you're unreliable. We can't work with you anymore. We love you. We think you're great. But you've just proven to us you're unreliable. So until you can figure out something else, we have to work with somebody else. And living through the pain of that, him not having that backup, having a really fabulous business, to having to rebuild that business in a week's time, really made it sort of my imperative, my mission to get other entrepreneurs to realize it's great to be an entrepreneur and you still have to have backup. You need to have systems in place and a virtual team in place so that, God forbid, something happens to you, your business doesn't die while you're recovering. Or on the flip side, suppose you want to go off and have something fun happen. You want to do something interesting. Your business can survive without you because you have a team in place and that you are not the bottleneck in your business. So I was just so taken with that message. I started coaching people to put together their own information products because I'm like, hey, this is a way for you to always have a revenue stream, whether you're able to work or not, you have a passive income stream. And that sort of led to doing all kinds of things in terms of creating books and videos for my clients. And I love them. We'd sit down for these VIP days, and we'd sit down for 4 hours. We'd look at what product they were going to create and how it was going to support their future lifestyle goals. We would just bang out a roadmap. I'd be so excited. They'd be so excited. 6 weeks later, I'd call and say, hey, what's going on? How is that? Insert whatever. And they'd be like, I didn't get to it. And, I'm an A-type, Sandy. So when someone says, I didn't get to it, I begin to think, why didn't you get to it? You had everything. Well, what I found out is what they didn't have was the resources or the time to look for the resources. And they didn't have the knowledge and the confidence to go out and direct somebody else to do their project. And that's how I really became an outsourcing strategist, and really for small business owners who know they have great things to do, but also have that horrible, horrible mindset that they have to do everything themselves, to sort of get rid of that and show them that by having a team, not only can they grow their business better, faster, they're able to protect their family.
Wow.
That's a lot. So I love your story. Oh, my gosh. I think you're going to have to write a book. Do you have any books already?
I do. Thank you for asking. You know, because people were so, I don't know, skeptical about Fiverr, a couple of years ago I wrote Fiverr, The Essential Buying Guide, How Smart Buyers Find Top Talent, Write Winning Proposals, and Save Tons of Money and Time. You can find it actually on Fiverr if anybody wanted to go and get it there. And I wrote the book because, can I just tell you the story?
Yes.
Okay, I was at a conference, and I'm a little, you know me as a really gregarious person, and I am when I get to know you. But when I go to big conferences, sometimes I can be shy, and that leads me to eavesdrop from time to time.
I love it.
I was listening to these two women in front of me. I live in Oakland, so I was in a California Small Business Conference. I was listening to these women in front of me. And one of them was saying, oh, my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I would love to have a better social media presence. I never have time to, fill out the stuff. I don't know what content to put on there. I don't have time to post. It's just something that I can't get to if I'm going to serve my clients. And she goes, I think I'm going to try Fiverr. Well, gosh, you would have think that she said, I think I'm going to throw my children in the river. The other woman got hysterical. She was like, don't do it. Don't try Fiverr. It's a scam. Now, I don't know about you, but I protect my friends. And I have been on Fiverr for years already and having great results. It took a little bit to figure it out, but I figured out how to make this work for me. So I tapped the woman on the shoulder and I said, so have you tried Fiverr? And she was like, no, that's what my friends told me. So I was like, are you kidding me? You are going to keep somebody else from getting the help they need. Because you heard from somebody else it was bad. And so that just convinced me I needed to write the book and tell people exactly how to use Fiverr, because it is a great tool. In fact, it's kind of our secret weapon. If you are a solopreneur, Fiverr, Upwork, any micro job site is going to be your secret weapon to expanding your reach so you can bring your message and your tools, whatever you've got that's so special, to more people, right? You can't do everything
well,
yourself.
That's just, because I'm one of the ones that's been a little bit skeptical. I have used Fiverr.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times they kind of didn't get what I thought I wanted or whatever, and so I wasn't really thrilled. So I use them occasionally, but it's been a long time. So this is great information to see that I may just have to buy that book of yours to make sure I'm doing it right. So where is your book available? Is it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon. You can get it at Fiverr. You can also get it at my site. If you go to outlookeasier.com/the-book, you'll find it there. Can I ask you a question, Sandy? So when you were on Fiverr and had maybe not the best experience, did you get a chance to talk to the provider before you hired them?
Oh, no. No, I just hired them.
Okay. So that's the number one thing I find with folks is that they don't get the results they're wanting because they haven't had a lot of conversation with the provider beforehand to really determine if this is the right person for me and they can do the job. That's like the first thing I advise clients is you don't want to hire somebody before you actually had a conversation, and a fairly specific conversation about what it is that you want, which often is, maybe you're not as clear on that as you want it to be before you started, and that can cause an issue. But you want to talk about what it is that you want, and can they do it, and can they do it in the time frame that you need it, right? And you do all that before you order so that you're certain when you hit that button and you buy it for $5 or multiple $5, you're going to get what you want.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So great. So I'm looking over your website. Oh, my gosh, a lot of great information. That's where I saw information on your story.
Yep.
And I also love that you're the outsourcing goddess. Oh, my gosh. I always wanted to know a goddess, so now I'm glad I do.
Now you do.
Now I know. So tell me, Dina. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking over your website and I'm seeing, first you got the book and you're talking about Fiverr and then you're talking about Dina's Rolodex, so I got that you got people to introduce me to and all that. But why would I, what would, not just me, but anyone listening, what would they hire you to do for them?
Excellent question. So, you know, I love working with folks who know that they have more to do in the world. But when someone says, I have this great idea, but I just can't get to it, that's my kind of person. Because it tells me that they have a vision for where they want their business to go. They have a message they want to get out there. All they're missing is sort of the vehicle. So I work with people in a couple of different ways. For somebody who's like, I know exactly what I want, I just need to have a name and a little bit of guidance around that, then I love to have them join Adina's Rolodex as an elite member. And if you saw on the site, the actual Adina's Rolodex is soon to be open. So if folks wanted to get information about how to join that, they could just email me at dina@outputseasier.com. But inside the elite membership, you get access to 200-plus providers. And the thing I found for folks is that they didn't know how to delegate. So really, I am talking about how to ask for things and how to ask for things in a way that doesn't make you feel bad or make the other person feel like, I don't know, you're bossing them around. Because sometimes that happens. You really, when you're delegating to somebody else, the most important work you have to do is what I call the pre-go work. And that's all mainly the stuff that you have to do. You have to get into the right mindset. Oftentimes we're like, man, I don't want to outsource that because it'll take too long to explain. Right? Have you said that before?
Oh, my gosh. I say that all the time.
We do say that. And the problem with saying that is it's actually just a fib. It's a small rationalization that we tell ourselves because we actually don't want to do the part that's a little bit harder, which is thinking about what it is that you do, right? And explaining it in a way that somebody else can now start doing it. Because most of us, we know we're great at our stuff. I know you are great at PR, but I'm guessing you probably haven't written down exactly what it is that you do, right? And so you couldn't,
you know, remember I work with Michelle Sism.
Oh, that's right. You have that. That's right. I can't say that to you. You actually have done that. Most of my clients haven't done that.
And that doesn't mean that I couldn't do a better job of it. It also doesn't mean that I'm not totally overwhelmed with projects on a regular basis. So, yes, I definitely see a need for outsourcing and outsource easier.
So, yeah, I mean, I love working with people with the Rolodex. I also love doing a VIP day with folks because then it's a concentrated effort. We sit down for 4 hours together, and we look at not only just what we want to get accomplished, but a little bit of diagnostic work. I find that when people better understand themselves, then they're better able to direct other people. So if you know your work style, then you know that you want somebody who complements your work style, not duplicates it. Often when we're hiring, we hire somebody we like, which is great. I definitely want you to like that person. But beyond liking them, they add extra value. If you're somebody who procrastinates, are they somebody who's going to step up and help you stay in line? Right? Figuring that out, your hiring style and your working style, is part of the key to actually hiring somebody who can effectively help you. Because I don't know, sometimes if you run into this situation where you hire somebody to help you and then either you don't let them help you or they help you and you don't like the way they get it done and then you're like, God, I don't want to do that again. It didn't work out.
Yeah, I had that happen before too. Yeah.
Right. So the pre-work is figuring all that part out so you don't have that experience. And that's part of what we do on a VIP day. And then we look at your business for the next year and figure out what tasks you need to do every month to get to your goal. Because, you know, it's the stuff that we know what you're doing, but, you know, it's at the top of our list. Like, is my social media, all my profiles up to date and filled with keywords and functioning the way that I want them to? Maybe not so much. Well, that's something you should definitely outsource, right?
Wonderful. So I'm looking over, like I said, looking over your website, and I do see that under introducing Dina's Rolodex, you have the VIP, and then under Work with Dina, you have a couple of other things. One was the walk-through coaching. Mm-hmm. And then being a provider and monetizing your experience. And then you got the book. So lots of ways that people could, or lots of reasons people to connect with you. Mainly they want to connect with you if they want just to get to know the outsourcing goddess. I mean, that's enough reason to contact you to start with. You offer a strategy session, right? A 30-minute strategy session.
I offer a free strategy session, and it's a real work session, Sandy. So, you know, sometimes people offer them, and it's more about sort of getting to know you. This is a work session. I want you to come with a project that you want to get done, and we're actually going to march our way through it. So we're going to talk about what you know, what it is that you want to accomplish, why you're doing it, so that you stay motivated through the entirety of the task, you know, what you need to know in the pre-go and make it good. So a good example of that is, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and we were walking through their free session, and they were like, I want somebody to take over my social media stuff. And I say, okay, I ask what platforms, and they say Facebook. And I ask, why are you on Facebook? Well, they had no idea. They were only on Facebook because everybody else was there, right? So if we sit down for a free strategy session, I'm going to ask you questions like that so that I become your thinking partner and that you don't miss things that you need to think about before you go out to hire. And then by the end of the session, you'll have some ideas about next steps for that project, the next thing you have to do to move it along, the next person you have to contact to get it outsourced, your next steps so that you're moving forward.
Yay. Well, I just want to tell everybody, so to find and get in touch with Dina Eisenberg, and that is B-E-R-G. I always, with you and Meredith, I'm like, is it B-E-R-G or B-U-R-G? But it's B-E-R-G, Dina Eisenberg. Her website is OutsourceEasier.com.
Yeah.
So if you go there, you can find her blog, her book, information on her Rolodex, information on how to work with her. If you go to the About page, that's where you read her story, which is a wonderful story. And then if you scroll down to connect with me, and that will take you past the 8 things you didn't know about Dina, which I now know some cool things about you, Dina.
Yes, you do.
And I love your fur babies, so I can't wait to hear more about them, but I won't take time today to do that. So there's where you connect with her, and there's a little button that says book now, real time, to get your complimentary strategy session. So anything you would like, we've got about 3 minutes, and I want to take the last minute just to say bye, so you got 2 minutes, just to tell anybody that's listening, what would be your tips, what would be your greatest bit of advice on outsourcing, on any part of their business?
Oh, cool. I love giving tips. So I think that the tip is to get started outsourcing. You won't know how wonderful it's going to be for you personally and for your business until you start doing it. I think a project that I recommend that you start with is refreshing your social media profile. Hire someone to go ahead and make sure that every platform you are on has a consistent photo of you, consistent keywords that features a call to action and a way for somebody to reach out to you, because social media is a great way for you to attract leads. And most of us are doing it where we're not maximizing every opportunity to reach out to somebody. And so it's a good thing to do, but it's something that you don't personally need to do. That's a technician task. But I think that someone on Fiverr could easily do for you for, you know, under $30. And so being able to get all kinds of social media leads, even one or two new leads into your Facebook page or your website, more than pays for that. And so you want to hire a virtual assistant for Fiverr who's going to go ahead and update all your social media profiles. One key bonus tip is if you're worried about giving out your passwords, use a program like LastPass because it acts as a repository for all your passwords and you can give people access to them. Or create your own wiki and put together a database, a spreadsheet with all your passwords that you can control access to. So you're not always giving out your live passwords and you can feel secure. That'd be my tip, really. Just get started. Do one task on Fiverr. If anyone has any questions, I'd love to answer your questions on my Facebook page, which is, you know, Outsource Easier on Facebook. That's my tip, Sandy.
Thank you very much, Dina. And I do love your Dina's Rolodex Facebook page, too. That's incredible. Awesome.
Thank you.
Provider Directory and Outsourcing Training Center. Leverage your time, earn more money, grow. That's wonderful. Well, it's now 3 o'clock. We're going to have to say goodbye. We called it right up to the end. So, Dina, thank you for being here.
Love you, Sandy.
Michelle Sism, we love you. We can't wait to see you again. And thank you for being here on today's show.
Take action and get profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.